We're in Parabase Aluch Aluch, Daf Zion Ralph. Ketzar Regal Moedas Lushuk, Ketzar Regal. How does a regal work? A foot. Moedas Lushaber Bederch Lucha. It is a muat, meaning pays nezik, showing whatever breaks as it is walking. Habeima Moedas Lalik Kadarko, an animal is muat to walk in the normal fashion, l'shaver, and to break. However, it was kicking. Or pebbles were springing out from underneath its feet. And those pebbles bred it by kicking. Or the pebbles which spew out from under its feet break. Kalim, Mashayan Chati Nezek, only half Nezek is paid. Dorsa Kli, if the animal stepped on a trod on a vessel, Vishavarto, and breaks it. Vinoflach the Acher, and the broken pieces fall on another Kli, Yushboro, and they break the second Kli. Alarisha Mashalim Nezek Sholeiman, the first one you pay full damages. Balachor Mashalim Chati Nezek, on this last one you pay only half damages. Okay, so the one which is direct, full damages. One which is indirect, half damages. Now this is not grumma. Grumma, because you caused the pebbles to fly, right? That's, I should say, you didn't just cause the pebbles to fly. The pebbles flew as a result of your activity. Grama is only where you have not caused directly a thing to happen, you caused indirectly a thing to happen. Classic case being, although I don't know if it's halachically necessarily true, classic case meaning you, in the case where you left the door to a field open in front of a cow, so the cow meanders in. Then you caused it. You didn't actually have any direct impact. But where you cause pebbles to fly, it's not just you're causing that, it's your direct impact of your activities. Okay, you see the difference between the two? So Toros is direct impact of your activities, even though it's not your body itself, as opposed to causing something to occur.
So if you left the door open from you, then call the cow. Give it a little push.
Well, calling might still be grown. If you gave it a push, that would make at least garmi. Might be worse than that, yes. But it certainly would no longer be grama. Okay? Says Gemara. Now, I'm going to learn this like the Mashbiach. The first day of the war is not a question, but rather a statement. V'ein darko l'hatis froze. It's not the derech of an animal to cause pebbles to spurt. So that means it's not like the it's not the derech of the animal, so therefore Toros is like Karen. It's not considered to be normal walking, and therefore it's like Karen, and therefore the first three times it should be the Aloha of Toros, Katzinetsu, which should be the fourth time, and then Shoah, right? That's what it should be. So a vein darkolati throws. I'm Rabbi Yosef. It says it depends. Shulchli nasa biyadonim. If the vessel which broke was put there by human hand, then that's the case. When the vessel was in a human hand and throws hit it, then that's considered to be not darka, and therefore it's chati nezek. Avlimi amunach b'shus harabim. But what if the vessel was in the middle of b'shus harabim, where it shouldn't be, obviously? Hol v'zem munach b'shus zem alech b'shus, since that obviously was put in the middle of b'shus harabim, even though it's with permission, since the animal also is walking with permission, the owner of the animal need not pay for the broken vessels. Okay? Rabbi Memel Amar says, very interesting dichotomy. Says, Shtei Dochim, if you have two pathways, Achas B'yesh Bo'asov and Toros, one has grasses and pebbles along the way. Achas She'ein Bo'asov and Toros, the other one does not have grasses and pebbles. Hinicha Es She'ein Bo'asov and Toros, if you, in order to avoid any problem, left behind the pathway which has grasses and stones, pebbles. Baruch la b'vav b'zush yesh b'al asavi v'anavos avetzros. You left one more chance, which does have, sorry, which left me on the one which does have grasses and does have pebbles. And you went on the one which had, no, you, I'm sorry. Inicha she'ein ba'atzom yitzroros, which is the way the behemoth should travel, because there are no pebbles and no pebbles and grass along the way to distract it or to get in somebody's face, right? No, it's the classic case of ours is when you're driving along on a fresh road, freshly tarred road, and the car in front of you, runs over a pebble. The pebble flies up and breaks the windshield. That's throros, right? So is the car in front of you chayv to pay? What?
If it's a cow doing it, it's a chatzin
nezek.
If it's a
cow doing it, it's a chatzin nezek. That's right. But it wouldn't be an ezek sholim. That's right. It would be a chatzin nezek. Because here, why is it only chatzin nezek? What?
It's not a
You know, I apologize. I was wrong. You're wrong too. Don't worry. The Yerushalmi says if they're both walking Shazarabim, it's potter. Right? It's potter. Because we both have permission to be there.
Yeah, I didn't understand.
Why?
What's the significance of
people
being
surrounded?
You have permission to be there.
Yes.
But
so
you have permission to damage.
But you're not damaging potentially anyway. It's your throws. Why would you think it's halach Moshe Mesinai?
Because
the Bible says it, right? Right.
But, so, the underlying assumption has to be that it's not a halacha Moshe Mesinai. Because if it's a halacha Moshe Mesinai, don't care intended or didn't intend. That's the halacha. The halacha is you pay.
I don't know if I agree with that, because regular Rishus Rabin is potter. Is a talad of regel, then it should be part altogether Rishus HaRabim. Right? So it only would be under certain circumstances. Look, there is a basic limit so far, which is Rishalm is that the Chatzi Nezek is definitely part of, Tzoros is definitely part of Karen. Because it says ain dark lati, so it's not normal fashion, right? So that's raised a departure. But you're right. I'm just playing devil's advocate with you. I was going to say explicitly, basically, what you're saying. So if the animal, however, this is an interesting thing, because chatzin nezek tzoros, when you say is keren, it depends which way you could travel with the animal. You could travel the animal in one way, could choose the other way. If the way you travel is one which is more likely to cause problems, because there's a lot of grass and pebbles, right, which cause the animal to stop and to eat and to fling stuff. So therefore, you left the one which you should have taken, which has no distractions. You took one which has distraction, grasses and pebbles. Even though it's Rishus HaRabim, and L'chor is not a problem, should say here, according to all the Mefarshim, basically, Chayev, you're liable. Why are you liable? Because you took the low road, you should have taken the high road, right? Right? So Rabbi Lezer Mar, Kodav Arshu Chutz Legufa, anything which is outside the body, meaning not that the body itself is mazik, but rather troros, right, pebbles, lo chukubo chachomim. Not a loch mashvira. Lo chukubo chachomim didn't draw a distinction between Rishus Yoch and Rishus Rabbim. Makes no difference. This is, even though normally Karen is Chayim Rishus Rabbim Potter and Rishus Yochid, here Chazal didn't make a distinction. They said no matter what, between there's no difference. Now, it doesn't say that what the no difference is. What is the no difference? So the Pashta says that Chachamim require Chatzi Nezek Zechnas. The rights would be exempt. Rabbanu require Chatzi Nezek Zechnas. Now, the Baal Yushalmi, as Rameir pointed out correctly before, holds Chatzi Nezek Toros is Aloch Moshe Misinai, and it's a Tolod of Rego, right? It's upon it's the river of Rego. The Yushalmi holds it's a Tolod of Keren. And Mitaraisa, you might be Potter. But Mirabbanu Chazal said, you have to pay Chatzi Nezek. Okay? So, the Lamaisa, another point to make is that the Shartan so wants to say that even the Bali doesn't hold Tolach Moshe Misinai. He wants to say that when it says Hilchosa or Gemirlu, whatever it says, means a very old halacha, not a halacha from Moshe Misinai. And it says that Rambam brings down in Perek Beis halacha or Gimel of Hilchos Niske Moment, he says halacha mipia kabbalah. Well, mipia kabbalah, he wants to say it's not a halacha from Moshe Misinai, but rather Chachamim told it to us. Does this make you happy or sad?
Did
you just learn this tonight?
No.
Okay.
Actually, 20 years ago.
My
That's
gosh.
When I last learned it.
Oh, boy. You should be standing up here.
I guess he's not DFB.
He's not DFB. No, he's still not DFB. Yes. Okay.
Year-wise,
this is very, I found it to be a very intriguing pair of words
that you should have. They're different.
That's right. Intriguing
pair of
sticks.
So,
yeah.
The Chazar uses this example, the Bazi, as an example, as a question on Rambam with regard to Rambam's view that along with you say means absolutely no dispute. The Chazar cites as an example. This is halacha.
That's interesting, because according to Shara Torah, so wouldn't be a kash, because he holds the Rambam. He says halacha may be a kabbalah. It's not halacha Moshe Misinai. That rather, it's
right.
A very old change halacha. That's what he wants to tie to the Bavli. Anyway, now again, I'm going to learn like the learn this like some portion, but not like the other, and say that here this is like the mechamayim of Shara Torah. So here comes the period. Okay, fine. Based on this, turning the page, L'chatzi koifer, and this is again according to the Mechamayim specifically here, the Orach HaShulchan, L'chatzi koifer, take out the period. L'chatzi koifer, mao shet kabbala odo. L'chatzi koifer, can you become a muad, b'dov shechut zuguv v'son, which is beyond the body. Now we have to explain that. Koifer is... Most of that is when you pay when your ox was damaged, right? So the halacha is that there's no such thing as chatzi koifer. The Bible is the machlokes, and there's no such thing as chatzi koifer. But there is koifer when there is full koifer, full ransom, when your ox is killed for the third time. Okay, so far so good. So now, so the Gemara says, what about vis-a-vis tzchoiris, is there full koifer after the third time? In other words, your ox has killed many other, many people by spewing pebbles at them. So what about the third time? So is there such a thing? So now the reason why should there not be, apostles there should be, so the who brings it down? I forget who brings it down. The Mechamayim. Of course, Mechamayim says, yeah, but it says by Kofrich Yigol Ish, short Ish, sorry, it sounds like it's specifically with Karen, right? That's why we have a Shaila of whether there's Ha'oda by something which is not a Karen, in a Tolod of Karen, but it's not Ki Yigol, it's not the direct contact between the goring ox and the damaged, the killed person. It's not kiigov because it's by the tzoros, it's by pebbles. So that's a shaila. Maybe the chiyuv of koifer is contingent on my acts physically and bodily killing the other guy, not causing his death via pebbles and such like. So says Gemara, yes, you can become a mu'el of koifer shalim vis-a-vis tzoros. Rabbi Elamari and Makabela says no such thing. Rabbi Zero Zero said, Mathisa Pligi Love, the mission of Brisa argues on you. Because it says on you, Rabbi Elah. Shoshi Bistrachi, because you have an ox which is rubbing itself against the wall. The Nafla, Odom, and it falls on an individual, Varago, and kills the individual. Chayim the Koifer! You're Chayim and Koifer. Now, in this case over here, the ox was rubbing against the wall, right, and then the wall fall down. That's throws, because it's indirect, right? Not that you don't directly. The ox doesn't directly kill, kills indirectly in this case, right? No? No, it knocks down the wall, and the wall falls on somebody. So you're right, by the way, but right now the word assumes it's not, no more than any. What? Yeah, so Pasha is talking about called Karen right now. Right. So, Shosh Mishach because of an awful lot of false individual or a go, Chai Bekoifer. Or by the Mitzvah, exempt from the Mitzvah, the ox is not put to death, however. Because the ox didn't direct, do it directly, either, only indirectly. The what? I don't remember that.
Isn't
that about Basra? Could be right. And later on we speak about what's the Shmir of an ox? What's the definition of Shmir of an ox? Okay. So in any event, so Rabbi Zira says this, so you, it does become a muad, and Rabbi Elah Amar Eina Makabelos. Rabbi Zira says, it's beloved, beloved, the Mishnah argues with you, Rabbi Elah, because it says that Shor Mishchab Echaisel, if you have a ox which rubs against the wolf, and also a false individual of our go and kills him, Chayav Echaisel! Says explicitly, Chayav Echaisel. Potimiso, right? So is it toy about a tom? Obviously not. There's no koifer of a tom. There's only koifer by a muad. So what do you see? That there's muad even by tzloris because the world's service. So says Rabbi Ilo, Lacy Bligo. And so says the Gemara, no, 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 no. Even according to Rabbi Ilo, it's not a problem. What's why? Now here he's putting from the next line, you have to transpose the end of the next line over here. So who are the liaise about Pelasis Exolim? This animal knocks down walls for fun. So it's knocked down walls for fun, so therefore there's no longer service. Service is when it's doing one thing, it's like Misasi by Hill of Shabbos. Service is when it does one thing, and then the act of the pebbles spew from underneath its feet. But when it intentionally rubs against walls to knock them down, so then that's not service anymore. It's direct. Okay? The terrorist activity by the Sox. Yes.
That's even in Rishus HaRabim.
What?
In Rishus HaRabim as well,
he knocks
it down the front.
So he's not. Why not?
Rishus HaRabim.
Rishus HaRabim, Karen is Chayv. If anything, Karen is more Chomer, Rishus HaYachim, but it's also Chayv. Yeah. Rishus HaYachim, Karen might be more Chomer. We pass in it's also Chatzin Nezik in Chatzin. Same. But obviously when it sees walls, it thinks about human beings who built the walls. And stuff. I don't know what to tell you. It's a very intelligent ox. Intelligent ox.
It's a weird notion. If you want, you'll be taking a concept of Karen and transposing it to a
go like this.
I understand what the activity is, and I understand it's a repeated activity. It's just, that's how you feel sometimes.
That's Karen.
I feel like you're out of something.
Okay. So in any event, what? What can I tell you? You're right. It's not the Bavli. I agree with you.
Right.
Yeah. But the Bavli doesn't have this problem with Soros because Soros is regal. So therefore, definitely, but I don't remember what those look for, actually. I shouldn't say it. I didn't look it up for today. So, now, if that's the case, going back a line, the law of Potomisus, why is it exempt from death? Right? It knocks down walls. So therefore, it's a killer. Right? So says we're skipping what we plugged in before. She appeals that place to Loyashov. He's no, Loyashov. Sure. This ox doesn't kill people, it kills walls. So therefore, Koifer and Shayach, but it's not Shayach, doesn't mean you can put to death for having killed an individual under the wall. Okay?
I guess what I want to get at, does this mean every method of damage? Or are we only talking about wall is kind of a version of the
sword? What do you mean by every method repeated damage?
In other words, is anything that's a cow an animal uses to injure repeatedly, would that be the same, such as, taking its tail and hitting passers-by repeatedly?
Who's doing the hitting with the passes play? What do you want the cow to be chayev on exactly?
I'm trying to understand how far the shop is going. Does it only mean using a wall? Does it mean anything?
I don't know. Give me an argument.
What's that?
Give me an argument. I don't know.
I'm
not sure. I'm not going to know. Doesn't say. Is there something you can't understand unless I tell you the answer?
No, I understand it. I can't
grab
why
you're
doing this.
I don't know if I can answer. I'm still not sure though what's bothering you, though. Well, we'll fathom what they're doing with what.
I have no problems with what
we're saying. I just get what we're saying.
Just that it's a strange idea. Of what?
That the animal will habitually
let to knock down the wall. But that makes you a lure.
I did it three times.
What do you mean three times?
Knock down three times
for any method of damaging? That's what I don't understand. For any method?
Yeah.
Jumping up and hitting the roof with its four legs, you know, I mean,
something like ridiculous idea. So the three times is
bad. It's
not a normal activity for a cow to do.
We are suspicious of your approach here.
What are my motives?
Yes.
It's honorable activity.
My intentions honorable.
Oh. The
shark
to go killing people either.
Yeah,
the
shark
doesn't go around killing people. That's why it's a special. That's why it's very
wonderful. It sees red when it sees a wall. Literally. That's the thing about it. Okay, I'm not going to make you happy.
I'm not asking.
I'm
just trying to understand how far the shark is going.
Does
any method of damage
over time? Pashas. Yeah, Pashas. Okay. Says the Mara. Amar Abilazo says, now I'm going to learn like Sharat Eretz Yisrael with his whole mix, so even though he seems to be a Daos Yochid on this, but what's the difference? He says here that Hitilo Glolim, the animal defecates and damages in defecating Mishalim, and here Sharat Eretz Yisrael comes in, Chatzi Nezek, not Nezek Shalim like it says here, Chatzi Nezek, base half Nezek. Why? If Matos Glolim, according to Yushalmi, is a Toloda of Keren, similar to Soros, right? Okay, the Bavli actually says it's a little different shape. Bavli says not because what goes in the front comes out the back. but rather because it's Hanoah, it gets Hanoah from defecating, right? So, do you remember that?
No.
It gets Hanoah from defecating. So it says more of it, okay, minor arena. Says more, obviously it's Chatzin Nezek. It's not, what do we say? Shetzar Shem Makubi, others, you have to have a pooper scooper with him where he goes. See, his original pooper scooper law. So it says more, I don't know if they're called that in Chicago, whatever they're called. So, Hoda Tema says, that's only true, B'shein Darko L'kach, if it doesn't have diarrhea. Avol Darko L'kach, but if it has diarrhea, then Tzorshem Makobiyoto, you gotta have a pooper scooper. It's not actually about pooper scooper, it's something which goes on the, prevents it from getting, what?
A bag.
A bag, right. Okay. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi, Rabbi Yudhisi, Rabbi Yassim, and Erebo City. Oh, Rabbi Bobar Memory, Bobar Memory came in Shaw, he says, he asked, Kishka Shabbos Nova. It started wagging its tail. Going, Ile Peridoso, like the mules. The mules have tails, I guess, so. Mau, what's that law? Luamrinan, so says more, Luamrinan, Klum Basake, they didn't answer him. They didn't tell him anything. On Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Yeshua says, Rabbi said, of course. What would it say? That you have to go and grab the tail. Obviously, you have to go and grab the tail. So therefore, you know, you don't have to chop it off. Obviously, I don't know exactly how we know that now, but he says. I assume it means Chati Nezek, right? That,
So it's having this, the tail, the dog, the animal swinging his tail and damage or something.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
So that should be.
Karen. It's Karen, right. That's what it's saying here, right? So, Basaki, normally, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi said, love, it has to be grabbed, because locate on one, what we say, Torchatos is Nova, it has to constantly watch it. Barbos has to watch it. That was too big a chumra. So it says, one of the famous Shaydar Glach, but that's also true if it doesn't normally swish with its tail and break vases. Vases. You have to watch it. And it becomes moored to wag its tail and make things break. Okay. The moment of Shanashah. So tomorrow next, now, the Shari Torah so changes out the first word, it changes a bunch of subsequent words. He's saying that the Shari Torah Yisrael, I'm sorry, the Shari Torah Yisrael changes to Pshit alone, take out Ummah, Tapa Mechazma, Pshit alone, now it's clear to us, Bechati Nezik, not Nezik Shom, according to Shari Torah Yisrael, Bechati Nezik. The Chatzin is Yichai. Matzricho and Hashai is by Nezik Sholim. As they say, so if it's Derech to wag its tail and break stuff, then you can even have a child of Nezik Sholim. Okay? No big deal. Says our peace, Kodor Sakli Vishavato. If it steps on a clean, it breaks it. Rabbi Yirmiyah, boy, Rabbi Yirmiyah, Dogas, Dosa, Noid Moli Sholimit. The animal stepped. Now remember, Regal doesn't need Hanor. She needs Hanor. Regal doesn't, right? So, Dosa al Dosa al Tanomo Shaman. It's a trod on a bucket full of oil. Al Hanor on a container. Al Hanoma Shaman is a Shaman. On the container, Nezik Shaman. But Al Shemin is a cool case. Al Shemin Shemin Chatzin Nezik. Because what caused the oil to spill? What? Yeah. But indirectly. What? Right. It's that Soros. Because if I would come to you and I would take your cup, right? And I would break your cup. And as a result, the coffee would fall out. You would
try
to serve service. I do anything with wine, I did to your cup. But
you did it because you wanted the coffee to spill out. You
got to
have no eye out of drinking up the coffee or.
Well, that might make. You're right, it's possible you could say that, yeah. Yeah.
So starts with the M. The M will want the new oil. So you got the oil, I bring it to the boss.
Yeah.
Okay, but because he broke it, don't forget it, instead of just spilling it out.
The indirection, the stage two always becomes throws. That's what he's saying here. Okay? Similarly, Chaisa Tabla Munachas. There was a tablet, the Shtabra Sluis a Tabla, and a glass broke on the cabinet. Vashai Nezek Sholim on the, I'm sorry. Chaisa Tabla Munachas, there was a table there. And there was a glass on top of it. Dorso gabi a tavlo, if it stepped on the tavlo, and the shtabru and it broke, and the glass broke, a tavlo, mishalim nezek sholim. On the tavlo, which actually stepped on, you pay nezek sholim. Val ha schuchis, mishalim nezek, chati nezek, on the glass, you pay chati nezek. Is that clear? Also indirect, right? The two tablets, one touch the other. Torso Yona, it touched the outer one, except the other one, Mishtabrashnia, and the second one broke. On the, top one, you pay Nezik Sholim, while Tachton on the bottom one, Chatzin Nezik. Let's go. Hoy se tab shusha rabim, if the tab shusha rabim, dorsa leh, if you stepped on it, or the animal stepped on it, be tiza, and it, yeah, it tastes like this. I'm said the Shusha Rabin. What? Yeah. I'm a Shusha Rabin. I step on something. Right? And if I step on it, it flies into the Shusha Yachin. And there brings something. What's the law in that case? Is it Chatzin Ezek because it flew? Or is it Nezek Sholim? That's what it says. That's the time when I was just trying to do a chav of a tisa, and it flew vocha of a nishtabra of a shusu yachi, was here a shusu yachi. Acha miyak malach, what do you go after? Acha drisosa, based on the stepping, in which case it should be, have the parameters of kere. O acha shvirosa, or after where it breaks, in which case it have the parameters of? The broken shusu yachi, so what parameters should it have? Regal, right. So in Temat Risasa Potur says the Gemara, if you're going to say that on the stepping you're exempt, on the Shvirosa Chayev, on Shvirosa Chayev, on the breaking you're liable. not sure I'm thinking about at this point. What was I confused about? I lost my train of thought. I fell asleep while I was trying to think about it. Is there something unclear?
Is this
right?
It's not clear to me. Is this
Regel
or is it
Karen? It's Karen. It's Rose.
Okay.
It's definitely Karen.
So then, Shri.
If it's after the Shri saw, then it's Yechayv Chatzin Nezek. It's Achra Shri also, according to Rabbi Tarfon, since that's in Rosh Hashanah Yochin, Yechayv Nezek Shoim. Right? The thing is, the problem is that he says Achadrisasa Potter. Now I understand. Okay. The problem is he says Achadrisasa Potter. So it has to be Rego. Yeah, how could it be Rego?
And
it's difficult because we said here it's Karen. It could be Zardin, but it's difficult to say. On the top we said, on a normally Shemin, normally Shem Nezik Shoyim, on a Shemin Shoyim Chatzin Nezik. It didn't break. The tablet flew. It broke something. The Gilead Shah says explicitly, I forgot. The tablet flew. What broke? Something we should say, Yachid broke. The tablet flew. That's a Gilead Shah says. It's not comparable to case in the Bavli. Case in the Bavli is, a case of Tzroros Mamish, where pebbles flew out from Rosh Hashanah Rabbi and into Rosh Hashanah Yochi. Here the tablet itself flew, and there broke, over there. So if you go after the tablet, the time when it stepped didn't do anything yet, right? Because it made the tablet, the tablet broke Rosh Hashanah, I'm still wrong. The tablet broke Rosh Hashanah Yochi, right? The tablet flew and broke in Rosh Hashanah Yochi. So at the time of this Rosh Hashanah Rabbi, at the time that I'm stepping here, right, the tablet is still whole. Of course I'm potter. Even the old is Mishum Karen, but I didn't do anything yet. When does it become, when does it break? And Rosh Hashanah Yochi later on. But I didn't, by that time, it's not my mice anymore, right? It broke down Rosh Hashanah Yochi. Or do I say no, Tzroros is really a continuation of himself? And therefore, even though Broker should say Yachid, nevertheless, you're Chayav. Okay, that's the Shaila. Whether it will. It says again, Achamiyatamachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachachach the tzoros themselves are not what break. The tzoros are the missile, right? But here, where the object broke at the end of the tzoros, that's where the shiloh is. Well, am I chayev on it or am I potter on it? If you go on the drisa is potter. If you go on the shpira, then it's chayev. I think that that's the pshat. I'm still not sure, Grata, why it would be chayev when it broke later on. No.
It
itself, yeah. Holchav and Dishtaproa. Yeah, so comes out according to the Yerushalmi that. Just like I said, Kol Dav Shuchutz LeGufa LoOchil KeChayim BeRishus Yoch LeRishus HaRabim. Right? There's no distinction between Rishus Yoch and Rishus HaRabim. That's when the object which you cause to fly is the missile. So then, whatever happens, happens. Right? It doesn't matter whether it happens Rishus Yoch or Rishus HaRabim. Because our kindness. They said you pay chatzin nezek under all circumstances. But that's not what happened over here. That's why here they ask you the question. That's where the object which flew was the missile. But here the object which flew is the damaged object. So in that we're asking is the chlub between Shusa Yachid and Shusa Rabin. And with Shusa Yachid, if you go after the Shusa Rabin, where from which it flew, at the time of the drisa, nothing happened. It's potter. I broke later on. It's Rishus HaYochid, right? Rishus HaYochid, it's like a vei bavus de machlokas, right? According to, still doesn't work out well. Why does it say Adrisasa Hashmirasa Chayev? Adrisasa potter, I know, I understand very well. It doesn't bother me. Why is Chayim when it lands in Rishus HaRabim and Rishus HaYochid?
It's a continuation of what happened.
It's clear, what's that? But your continuation is of a p'tur. Right. Well, why did that be conditioned on Rishus HaYochid and Rishus HaRabim then? Yeah. Yeah, but ultimately by Chayim, by Tzuras, we said there is no distinction. Being so stupid. That's just not stupid. Sorry. I mean, I'm stupid too, but. Because now, the Gilead Shas is really mamish correct. We're not talking about Soros, we're talking about regal mamish. Soros is where I create a projectile. I like that better than this one. I create a projectile. But here, I'm not creating a projectile, I'm damaging something. And therefore, it's regal. So if you go out to Risasa, you're potter. I'm going back. Forget what I said before. I'm potter because this is regal. And I wear it like the erase, which is surrounding. But if you go up to the breakage, where the breakage occurred, which is sayachim. Regal is potter, which is surrounding. Chayim, which is sayachim. But this is a new question. It's not a continuation of the previous Gemara. Because the previous Gemara about Tzroros, it's all about creating projectiles, and that's Keren. But this Gemara is talking about Rego, because here's the object itself which broke, not something else. It's very glad. It's a very simple distinction. The Ushami holds a regular Tzroros is Keren. This is a Shaila about Rego. What's the difference? regular tzoros is karen b'drabonim, not halacha moshe. It's regular tzoros karen because I create a projectile, right? It's not kederach hilucha. It's a projectile which breaks. Here, this is regel. So early. Here, this is regel because here it's the object itself which broke. We just had to jump over there in order to break. It's very simple. Okay. Not very simple. Should I repeat it again?
I understand. I don't follow the logic.
Because
it's still breaking. It's just a question of where it broke.
No, it's a question of whether. Okay, all right, let's make it.
You're saying that if we step on it.
It's a gavra cheftza chiluk. It really is. In one play, one place, although it's really not a gavra here, it's an ox, but you, let's use a gavra cheftza, it's a tura cheftza. In one place, the object becomes an extension of the ox. Just like an ox goring, this projectile, which the ox has just kicked, is part of the ox. It's like it's karen. Just there's a karen which is part of its goof. Yerushalmi is a beautiful language. There's a karen which is gufa and karen which is chutz l'gufa. But here, in the case where the object is breaking, this is a chefzo we're being done on. So where the object becomes a projectile becomes part of the ox, that's karen. Where the object is breaking though later on, the object itself is breaking. Not breaking something else, but it itself is breaking. Then that remains a chefzo, distinct from the ox, and then becomes regel, stepping on the ox. And the chayfas. Yes? No? Maybe? Okay, fine. But he likes chefzo gavra. Alright. On you go. Ha-tanigolim mu'adim, tanigolim are mu'ad. Roosters are mu'ad. La-halek k'dakon, to walk the normal way. Well, the shaber and break. That's regal. They also break when they're walking. Even roosters. Now, what if it had a little dleel is like anything which gets tied onto its foot. Doesn't really matter. Just anything which gets tied on. Or it was dancing. And it broke kalim through tsoros. Okay, in other words, some pebbles escape from underneath it. Then pays chatzi nezek. Now Ravuna says b'shenikra. It's only if the leo became tied on its own melech. Then when it was mazik, it's tsroros. Avol, however, top of chesam base im kosher who, if he put it on or anybody else according to the Bavli, m'shay nezek sholim. Then it says it's wrong because then it becomes part of the regal. So it's once you put it, it's really not regal, sorry, it becomes a bore. Sorry, it becomes like a bore. If you put it on, it's a bore. If it came on its own, it's tsoros. What is it against the projectile? It's part of the karen, right? It's part of the karen of, now the tiny goal has a karen. What's the tiny goal's karen? It's talk of the way cockfighting works. In cockfighting, they put, spears or whatever, what?
Spurs
on the cock. So that is to say, that's mamish. That's karen. So a dleel which you put on becomes a karen. But if the dleel came on its own, I'm sorry. The opposite. A dleel which came on its own is a karen. Becomes part of the karen. But if you put it on, it's a bore. That's what it is. Okay. So says the Gemara, that's what they put it on B'sham Nezik Shon. Tiny Golem Shehitzu Sa'isa, roosters which danced on dough, that's a pear on fruit, Oshinikru, or they pierced them by, picking at them, let's go pecking at them, Shon Nezik Shon. That's Nezik Shon because that's either Shein or Regal. Hitzu offer if they, by dancing, they toss dirt out Gabi Yitzu on the dough, Agape pears on the fruit, v'sham mechatzit nezek, because that's tsoros. Hoyim mechatzitim bechevel. What if they were pecking on a string? V'nivsak adli, and this is a string which led to a bucket which fell into a well. on the shenishba or the bucket broke, then mishan nezek sholim, they pay nezek sholim on the bucket, okay, or on the rope and on the bucket. Nafal al chaveiro, what if that bucket fell on something else? Al elyon on the bucket mishan nezek sholim, because that they damaged itself, right, by pecking away at its rope. Vatachlon, whatever the bucket fell on, though, that's chatzi nezek, because that is throros, right? So far, so good.
Why is that nezek sholim when they peck on the rope? Because that's really an indirect action.
Yeah, I think the Bavli actually speaks about that, but I might be mistaken. But here, the rope and the bucket are considered one entity, because it's being held suspended midair, so it's all one contraption. Okay. It says more. Well, going back to the previous, I'm going to say the Rebbe. It says more of when if you tied on the leal, so why is that a boar? Isn't that like a boar is you make a boar one place, and the boar is being mazik elsewhere? Why is that a boar? Right? When you tied it on, it was one place. Then the tiny gold went to particular somewhere else. So it should be it's not your boar anymore. It's tiny gold's boar, which should be really Karen, right? But why is it your boar? Now this is really a very strange question. I mean, the answer is obvious. So this is why everyone says we came chain darkly pull el also boar since the tiny gold is not normally the way the Rebbe explains. The Tanigol is not normally mazik with its feet, unless you put something on, right? So, and we have a concept in the Bavli, albeit a boar mizgalgel, right? A moving boar. You created this boar by putting it on, right? This is a new type of mazik. Since the Tanigol by definition is not mazik normally by its feet, and you made a mazik, that's your mazik. It's called your boar. Okay. Tani, we learned that Tani Goyim Shnof Lagina. A rooster fell into a garden. Veshavra Chalchilfin, and they broke twigs. Vechitzu Masayerik, and they also pecked that, or they ate the vegetables. Mishai Nezushan, they pay full damages. That's not throws. Sumbul Zomal Kartu Mishai Nezushan. On the Khartoum, which is the pecking, you pay a nezek shalim. But shibur and breaking, it's not considered to be darko, right? It doesn't break normally, so therefore shai chatz says you only pay chatzin nezek. Tanigol prech mokom a rooster which is flying from place to place. Vezik begufa and damage to his body mishai nezek shalim. That's considered to be nezek shalim. It's like regal. In fact, when it's flying, it's like anybody else walking, right? Any other animal walking. If it's with this wind which comes out from between its wings, it's chatzi nezek, because that's like tzoros. Wind is also like tzoros. Sumas amar nezek shalom, sumchos holds all tzoros in nezek shalom. Not that we just didn't bring him down to now, but he holds all tzoros in nezek shalom. There's a famous case in the Bavli, it's much more barichus, tapetes amav. Nafach bekela v'shavran, if it blew into vessels and broke them, mishayin nezek shalim, then it's mezek shalim. Then, if it blows in, like the first Pnei Moshe says here, mishayin nezek shalim, the ruach habon mipiv kegufo avi. If you blow at something, then that's not tzoros. Tzoros is where it's a projectile which comes out inadvertently. But this is like a maisa biyadayim, if we can express ourselves that way at the tiny goal. So therefore, it's full mezek shalim. Okay? Next Mishnah. Ketzer Hashem Muedes Lochos Aroyla. Ketzer Hashem, how is Hashem actually? Muedes Lochos Aroyla. Hashem eats that which is normally its custom. Habei Muedes Lochos Persi Rokos. Animals eat fruit or vegetables. Ochlokosus of Kalim, if it eats garments or objects, Mishan Chatzinezek. So Shinui. Strange. That's like Karen. But let our Mishus and Isaac also. Shane is only in the domain of the damagee. I'm just arriving if it's a public domain, Potter exempt. And then as if it derives benefit, however, Mishayim Ashenemis. Even just Rabin, if your animal benefits from eating somebody else's food, it's got to pay for whatever it benefits, right? So says more Shlokishma al now anyway change the gears here, everybody. Shlokishma al Kulo Hushva, when he said that by Medvar Murimenes Mishayim Ashenemis, right? It says by Medvar Murim when it's Chubashus Anizak, that's going in the entire Mishnah, right? Rabbi Yochamar al Harishoina Hushva. That's talking about the Medvar Amurim is going on the Rishoina on the Resha of the Mishnah, but not on the Sefer on the Mishnah. It's going on the in the Resha. It's going that in Rishusa Rabim. There we draw a distinction between Kedarka and Shelo Kedarka. But the Anksus V'Kalim, you know, I'm getting nervous. Let's leave this for tomorrow night. We did two plot of it.